Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN. Hey, that we combined the break, so we're good for another 15, 20 minutes or so. So this is the place to be. You want to get in, 713-780-3776. The headlines, we started the show with, well, obviously the game. A good game, a fun game. Chris Paul took a beating, and, well, he should have the way he played. He just sucked last night.
And you looked scared at the, like, he was hiding just in the corners, like he didn't want to be part of the offense. And that's not his personality, which leads me to believe that hand is not good for him.
No. Yeah. I mean, it could well be.
It could be broken.
Chris Paul, this is not the first time Chris Paul has had a problem in big games.
You never see him shy away. Now, also, Devin Booker was on a true heater, but he picked up his fifth foul, some dumb fouls.
Should
have picked up a six, but he picked up a fifth, which ended up knocking him out of a big chunk of the fourth quarter. I think the officials knew it was a sixth, and they intentionally swallowed their whistles. He wrapped an arm around the guy. He came through the arm. He got ball, but he came through the arm. At no other point in the game is that not a foul.
No, it's a foul.
But that was a non-foul because they swallowed their whistles to give him a chance. And that is what bothers you about the NBA.
That is absolutely what bothers me, because if Devin Booker had made a huge difference and actually made the shots and the Bucks missed theirs and they win that game, if I'm a Bucks fan, I can't trust the league anymore.
But then on the flip side, the Bucks had calls their favor like three different times, and I thought Monty Williams was really at fault here for not challenging some of them. I just thought, you know, the one with Portis, there's only 4.8 seconds left on the clock. You gotta challenge it. That was off of Portis's hand. But the game moves so quickly that Monty's got to be quick. There's not a lot of time to make these bang bang decisions.
They ought to be.
The ball that was off of the, how about the ball that Booker, they called off Booker, that hit off PJ Tucker's foot. That was the wrong call, and the ball went the other way. So the Suns got screwed too, but that was one that would have knocked out Devin Booker. And think about this, because it really hurt them. Having Booker on the bench for about 5 minutes really killed the Suns' momentum, really hurt them. And but that's what I don't like about basketball, that it's not arbitrarily, but in a way it is. They will just say, you know what, the rules that we always adhere to, we're not going to adhere to him right here because this is a really good player and this will knock him out of the game. So let's not call this one. That's a foul. Mark Jackson said, how in the world do you not call that a foul? Jeff Van Gundy said, how in the world, if you're Booker, are you taking that foul when you already have 5 fouls and there's still this much time to go? It was like 5.5, almost 6 minutes in the game. He's like, how are you even doing that, putting yourself in that position? Everyone knew it should have been a foul. Everyone knew that. But is it makeup calls for past things they missed? I don't know, but the NBA's got a problem when they will intentionally not call three-step travels. Like when we've seen LeBron and other players literally take 3 to 4 steps and they don't call it. Like, how are three officials missing this?
So that was one of the headlines. Another headline was Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter had, Deshaun Watson is obviously a topic of conversation still, though nothing has happened. The criminal investigation, nothing. We have heard nothing. We've heard nothing of any negotiations with the alleged victims. We've heard nothing about whether or not Deshaun Watson is going to report, won't report, whether the Texans will lock him out, whether or not he'll be on the exempt list. But Adam Schefter seems to think that the Eagles are certainly in play for Deshaun's services.
I just think that they, the Eagles, are more equipped to make a run at Deshaun Watson than any team out there.
Tell me about the PR.
Well, look, again, what I was
This is a different era. This isn't 10 years ago. This is Me Too. This is 2021.
I understand. You know what I mean? Let's see how it plays out first. Let's see. But what I would say is, again, if there are charges and, you know, he gets in prison or something happens to that effect, something that's far-reaching and damaging and awful, like a lot of this stuff seems, then, yeah, well, that then it's not happening.
So, Adam,
I'm operating under the assumption that somehow this will be settled or he will serve his discipline for the league or whatever punishment he has coming, whatever's fair and just. Once that is done, I just think that at that point in time, whenever it is that he is deemed ready to play by legal authorities, by the National Football League, to me, the Philadelphia Eagles should be waiting.
All right. And that's absolutely. All these people, no, you're not going to get any. You're going to get plenty for Deshaun. They're going to get plenty for Deshaun.
There's going to be a lot of suitors, too. By the end of the season, there's going to be a lot of suitors.
Absolutely. And don't do it. Hold. What they're doing is exactly right. Hopefully, he'll be exempt or whatever. And they get a huge haul for Deshaun Watson. Richard Sherman is also in the news yesterday. He was arrested during the show. We saw it. I mean, Twitter came out and said Richard Kevin Sherman arrested in California for domestic violence charge. Well, it is apparently, and he's been charged with multiple things. He's under investigation for a hit and run, a potential DUI, an alleged burglary, and domestic violence incident. He is being held with a bail request denied in King County Correctional Facility. It's not it's not in California. It's actually in Washington. Apparently he had issues. He's also been charged. I think he's going to have charge of fighting with police, resisting arrest deal going on as well. Richard Sherman has had some issues this offseason. This is his wife. Are they estranged or are they, because he was allegedly, he was breaking into his in-law's house.
Yeah, I think they're estranged. He said he wanted to find where his kids
are. He wanted to find his kids. So, but she called 911 and here's some clips from, Richard Sherman's wife calling 911.
He's saying that if the police show up, so please don't shoot is what I'm asking.
Okay, wait. Say that again.
He has no weapon.
He says if the police show up, what?
He said if the police show up, that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay. Listen, and has it been physical with anybody there? You said he's trying to fight your uncle?
Yes, it has.
How has it been physical?
He just tried to fight him.
Okay, trying to fight somebody and actually being physical is two different things. How has it been physical?
He's pulling out now. He's trying to leave. He's leaving in the Maybach.
What kind of car is he driving?
It's a 2016 black Mercedes BBB3425. Richard, please stop.
Boy, hello.
So that's part of it. Sherman allegedly.
You know, isn't it crazy? I get 911 operators have a hard job because you're panicking if you're calling 911. But at the same time, sometimes it feels like they're not like. I don't know. It seems like sometimes they're not in tune with the difficult. I mean, I guess they have a job. They got to get certain information.
They have to stay calm. And then allegedly also crashed a vehicle into a cement freeway barrier before he made his way to the home. And then
there's considerations of DUI.
Now, she says the wife put out a statement and she said, "I want everybody to know we're trying to get him out. No one was hurt in this incident. No one was hurt. So while he does have a domestic violence charge, Richard Sherman did not hurt anyone in this incident." She just wanted everybody to know that. Richard Sherman has some some real issues here, and apparently this is not an isolated incident.
No, there's a background, according to a source I have, that this is not exactly everything is happening like this, but apparently this is something that has been going on, you know, multiple times per month, and that they know that Richard has some issues to deal with that he's going to have to get taken care of. I think it's severe enough that there is, you know, that he needs to seek help. From what my source said, he's got some help that he's going to have to get. And the league would be wise to look into helping him first and foremost before he plays football for anybody. If he plays again, which I think there's a good chance, you know, he may not anymore. But regardless of Richard Sherman, the football player, Richard Sherman, the man, the person, the dad, the husband, that needs to get fixed. There's an issue there.
This sounds, obviously.
Sounds like it's something ready to boil, like it could get worse.
Sounds like a CTE thing.
Yeah. I hate to. No. I don't really want to, but you do wonder. I mean, that did cross my mind.
You have to think it.
That did cross my mind, but you just don't know. It's such a serious.
No, but he's got. You know, there's been talk of suicidal issues, and in this article they talked about him, you know, talking about suicide and whatnot, and we've seen too many guys, and if this is a cry for help, then the NFL needs to help him, and everybody around him needs to help him. So hopefully Richard Sherman, when it came across yesterday, it said Richard Kevin Sherman, and I didn't want to touch it because I didn't know what his middle name was, and secondly, you can't just assume. There are a lot of Richard Shermans, I would imagine, that it was him. But it is him, and he does have some serious issues, and hopefully that stuff will be taken care of. Maria Taylor is also in the news. Apparently, she and NBC Sports are close, like they're right there on a deal that could either get done or could fall apart. That was the reporting on it. Quoted a source saying that the deal was at the half-yard line, Maria Taylor joining NBC Sports, but that the talks could fall apart. Taylor's reportedly making $1 million a year. She was in negotiations between $3 million a year and $5 million a year. And apparently, and all the stuff that with the Rachel Nichols thing and everything, which is the timing is interesting of all of that stuff being leaked and everything. But apparently she's a top candidate for being on Football Night in America. She's good at her job and report Notre Dame football as well as a host for Olympic coverage and other shows. She's very talented. So we'll see whether or not she heads to. But there's a lot of Maria Taylor stories recently for whatever reason. A lot of Maria Taylor stories.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. But
yeah. So that was another thing that came to light yesterday. And the racial abuse, Del, what are the details on the arrests have been made on the English guys that have been, that were?
Yes. After what happened on Sunday when three straight English footballers missed penalty kicks, they were all people of color, and they suffered the abuse that, unfortunately, myself and Lance knew would go their way. Considering the moment and just how soccer fans and really sports fans in general react, they have made an arrest of four individuals for online racial abuse. We talked about this before, not even concerning this topic, that they handle it different than the UK.
Oh, they will probably handle it the right way. Online abuse should be handled, and I mean not just racial, but people who
bullying,
the cyber attacking stuff, and not, you know, yeah, it needs to be handled differently, but they'll throw charges on your ass in the UK.
How about here? If you hire a racist, you get subpoenaed.
Okay.
Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke have both been subpoenaed because of their hiring of former Iowa strength coach Chris Doyle.
Okay.
We respect and will cooperate with the legal process as required. However, the Jaguars have no information that would be relevant to the lawsuit between student athletes and the University of Iowa. They want to know the athletes that are suing Iowa for Chris Doyle's, the way he acted, his racial dealings with black players at the University of Iowa. They want Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke to explain why they hired Chris Doyle. Man, you're going to be you're going to hire a racist, you're going to be responsible for it. You're going to court, brother.
I got the feeling, was there anything else on the England, the people who were arrested?
The police didn't give names or anything. It looks like they're just going to continue their investigation. They're going to work with online platforms to get information. So if you send something out like that that's racially abusive, they will come after you. And they work hand in hand with those platforms to find who you are. So you can't be anonymous for that long over there. If they find out you sent something like that, they will look for you. So, and I don't disagree. And now who knows how they treat this when it's just, you know, a random high schooler saying it to another high schooler. But if you're taking shots at prominent players, they will make it known that you're going to be arrested.
Unless you're an electronic genius.
Yeah,
able to hide your
VPN.
Yes, all that.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, if you are in the middle of, at the end of the game, your first thought is to take a shot at the guy and talk about his color and why he's deficient. I don't know if you're a genius. I'm gonna say not a genius. I'm going to say you didn't go through the process of blocking all your platforms to keep yourself from being investigated. Because you're an a-hole.
And then there's Dwayne Haskins. We'll do that on the other side.
The timeline is most interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's a weird timeline.
It's a weird timeline for just the...
The whole thing is weird.
The
whole thing is weird.
There's a story of an engagement, a marriage, that's what I found where it's like, did we just skip? We're already renewing our vows. Did we skip over the marriage into renewing vows? And and by the way, wait until you hear the police report. Like, so we'll read the police report.
It's interesting. The whole thing is interesting.
We're good with reading
Dwayne
police
Haskins has already had an interesting career. We will talk about it on the other side. But right now we're going to talk about being a champion. Not what Dwayne has done so far. What we do here is we're being a champion, and we're going to go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. You're looking for the best way to save money every single month with the best in service, and it's a locally owned and operated company. There's no downside to Champion Energy. It's awesome. You're looking for the best way to get your electricity at a better price, with better people. That's right, better people. I said it. They're Houstonians. It's right here. The money stays here. You're looking for that kind of surface. You're looking for that kind of company. It's right here. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want to run the 2017 Houston Chevron Marathon or Half Marathon and be guaranteed registration? Then fundraise for Open Door Mission. For over 60 years, Open Door Mission has worked to transform the lives of husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, and friends in our community who are suffering from addiction. Support one of Houston's vital nonprofits. To register, go to opendoorhouston.org or email the mission at info@opendoorhouston.org.
Proudly sponsored by Allegiance Bank and the law firm of Seifert Shaw.
Hey, guys. So Underdog Fantasy, I was a winner again yesterday. It was just a very small play. Only like $8. But That was the winner out of the group that we had. There was three of us played. It was just a $3 thing. I just wanted something to do for a little fun. Underdog Fantasy allows you to go a little further deeper in or just doing it for fun. And they have, as I mentioned, not just the daily fantasy where they had literally, it was a draft that we had for that, for that finals matchup. But they have it in baseball as well. They have head-to-head matchups. They have your overall over and under. So you can, what you have to do is take more than one player. You can go two all the way up to five, and your payouts are three times your play or all the way up to 20 times your play if you hit all five of them. But it is a chance for you, if you're skilled at understanding how players are going to perform, if you've got that skill level, you can cash in. And Underdog Fantasy has an incredible design on the front end. I really enjoy the amount of different types of games that you have. And I love the fact that we get to actually draft. This isn't a salary cap game. These are actual drafts, and that's what it's going to be for football when fantasy football season starts up. You can do it for the weekend, but you can also do it over the long haul, the entire course of the season, and you draft your team, and whoever does the best, they're going to be your starter. So you don't even have to worry about sitting and starting players. You just need to worry about getting a roster full of good talent. So make sure that you check out the new kids on the block that are growing fast, and that's Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com, use promo code radio for a $25 bonus when you make your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you ready for summer? The kids are going to be home. They're going to be super bored. They're going to be glued to video games and social media. Sounds great, right? How about this? Instead, be a take charge, amazing parent and get your kids outside playing on a new basketball goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. It's simple. Go to ProDunkHoops.com, pick your perfect goal, or call the number on the website and get a Pro Dunk Hoops expert to guide you and schedule your installation. Then pat yourself on the back for setting up your kids' amazing summer. So simple, guys. ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 919 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get to Dwayne Haskins, Charlotte wants to comment on the Richard Sherman situation. If you're just joining us, Richard Sherman arrested, has multiple charges, facing multiple charges in an investigation into breaking into his in-law's house and hit and run and a possible DUI and all kinds of stuff going on with Richard Sherman in his life. And he's being denied bail as we speak. I don't know. Maybe things have changed since yesterday, but that was the story yesterday. So Charlotte is here. Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
So I am calling in as a yoga and mindfulness teacher of 15 years. I actually worked with the Kevin Sumlin program at Texas A&M. Worked with the coaches' wives, those players, and that infamous UCLA flop of a game 4 years ago. And I just want to say, I hear y'all's hesitancy about the CTE stuff, but y'all do need to talk about this, because the boys that are getting told how great everything is being recruited in high school and college, they are thrown in to a snake pit, and their survival rate mentally is just maddening at how much the yoga and mindfulness makes sense to them and how to deal with their mentals. The CTE, I'm not a professional when it comes to that, but his behavior and how erratic it is, people should give him the benefit of the doubt. Looking at how many hits his poor body has taken over the years, you can only develop the body to withstand that stuff for so long. And my heart breaks for him at how much things have been thrown off, talking about the suicidal attempts, him just not having the proper tools on how to manage this. Working with athletes, the male population is much more in tune with what I teach versus females, because I do feel the male population does not get to process and reprogram themselves. This is a worry that should be talked about more, and doctors need to step up, and instead of getting paid for the money, they should hone in on their honor and their pledge of do no harm and take care of these bodies. My heart just breaks for him because it just sounds like he's, even with the money, it's hard to find people, and people take us seriously as the mindfulness teachers and giving them proper tools to work through this stuff. And y'all should talk about CTE stuff more.
Yeah.
Well, we have talked about it a lot.
We just don't want to speculate, that's all. But you're right. The cry for help, the suicidal, it all is... They're indicators, aren't they? And they, you know, his erratic behavior, like you said, all of these things. Hopefully, you know, we're guys sitting here thousands of miles away from where he is and where it all happened. It's hard to speculate on stuff like that, but hopefully, you know, people will help him. Hopefully, that will be. And if there's anybody out there that is, you know, having the same kind of feelings. Yeah, you played football for years in high school, and hey, it could have been grammar school or high school or whatever the case may be, and you could have CTE issues. So get help. There's no question about that, Charlotte. We appreciate you. Thank you, and thanks for what you've done. Thanks for watching out for young men, and looking into this thing with Richard Sherman.
I do want to say there are avenues. College is not the same as pros, and in pros there are a lot more avenues in terms of the NFL actually does. You know, people make comments about the NFL that don't really know. There are a lot of avenues for players to get mental health help. It's available on each team. It's available through the league. And they have really, really done a lot more for that over the past several years. But those features are available for pro players, not college players, and just athletes in general. Maybe not. Maybe that's not available as much. Maybe the athletes are expected to go look for it. Maybe it's available, but they're, you know, it's not something that they make it as easily accessible, even if it's unintentional. Richard Sherman has, if he wants to get help, he has help available to him through the league, without question. The CTE thing, as you mentioned, it's just hard to speculate on that because that's a brain injury. And to speculate on a brain injury, the same reason there's HIPAA violations now, which means that, you know, you're simply, remember when you got in trouble for speculating on an injury by the Texans?
Oh, gosh. And that was a leg.
Yeah. We have to be careful about speculating on something like that. So we don't want to say he's got CTE, but it certainly crossed my mind. Yeah. Is it possible? You won't know until he's passed away. That's when you can study the brain.
There should be a siren going off for everybody in the NFL that this is possible.
The CTE. Sherman thing follows some of the molds. Justin Strelzik, who is a Pittsburgh Steeler offensive lineman who acted erratically before he died in, I think, a car accident, I remember. I don't think it was suicide. But obviously the suicide of Dave Duerson, and also the death of the great linebacker from Patriots and the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
I keep wanting to say Manti Te'o now that it's in my head.
No.
Because of yesterday, and now I can't get out of it.
No.
Junior Seau. So those are all, yeah. If you start adding up everything and you hear about, Dave Duerson, the way he went from mild-mannered to what he be. Yeah, it's kind of, now, he was, Richard Sherman was never mild-mannered, but just some of the stuff that I've heard behind the scenes, it does make you wonder that. Mm-hmm. Sure, and I hope that's not the case. I hope there is nothing CTE-related. But you don't hear those stories and not at least think about it now.
Nope.
Now you at least think about those things.
Absolutely. All right, Dwayne Haskins. His wife is facing a domestic violence charge. Apparently, he and his wife, July 3rd, police were called to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas on July 3rd, 2:30 a.m. Apparently, they were there to renew their vows, but there were issues. Police were called because of a Dwight Haskins. Apparently, he had a split upper lip and a missing tooth. Police then went to the Las Vegas casino and hotel, and they found his tooth and blood. Now, Dwayne Haskins said he remembered getting into a fight with his wife, but he didn't remember getting punched in the mouth. But apparently, this is what she is being possibly being charged with.
I mean, his now, tooth, part of his tooth was cracked and they
and the
found
police it. Found it and the blood.
Yeah.
They found it. He doesn't remember getting punched by her.
I'm cautious.
But, or he's just saying that because he doesn't want her to face charges, whatever the case may be. They are renewing their vows when they were just engaged. Married.
I saw that they were, she was a fiance. So obviously somewhere along the line, in very short order, there was a engagement, wedding, and then renewal of vows. Basically, that's like, no, this doesn't count as our wedding. I want to go to Vegas.
Well, maybe that's...
Because that's where you go to renew
maybe
your vows
that's it.
Is Vegas.
Because they were just married in March. 4 months later, they're renewing their vows. That appears to be a very short period
to renew your vows.
To renew your vows.
Does that mean that they had a big fight and they go, look, let's start over. Let's hit the reset
on
this.
We need to remember why we got married. And, well... Apparently,
this is the girl, this is the wife, fiance wife, who bought him or who was involved with getting him a birthday with strippers during a pandemic. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
When he had the pandemic? Well, just do strip club. That's one of the reasons that Washington got rid of him.
Was
because he was at a strip, because he was at his house at a birthday party. And strippers came to the house, and the girlfriend was involved in the birthday party planning. And the Washington's like, and Ron Rivera's like, hey, excuse us, but we're in the middle of pandemic protocol where we've got guys who have to sit out games, and you're having strippers come over for a birthday in season?
Yeah, but my wife ordered them. What's the problem?
Yeah, and there's pictures of his wife right there next to him with the stripper putting the choo-choo in his face. That's what the kids say.
That's the technical term, the choo-choo in his face.
Mm-hmm. They call it chew face.
Made that up.
Somebody
that's not
gives
a thing.
You the chew face.
That's not the. There's nothing
well,
called
it's a new
the
thing
chew
that
face.
They're saying now on the streets.
No, you're
as of
saying
right
it.
Now.
Yeah. As
okay.
Of you.
Then I said it. That's called chew face. Now, when it pops up in your face, that's a chew face. You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
Is that what Cam Johnson did to PJ Tucker?
I don't think that's chew face. He just
true.
Put his whole
that's not
junk in his face.
That's not
junk face.
That's junk
not, yeah.
face.
That's junk face.
That's junk face. That's
okay.
not.
That's not chew face. No. Okay. I just want to clarify.
You know, you said you had like a giant meeting for everybody involved with NFL.com.
Yeah.
Did NFL Network? Did they tell you
they didn't cover names?
Chew face was an appropriate way to describe some things.
Well, they don't want me they don't want anyone harassing people.
So you can't call I'm not going to give a woman's name. You can't call insert female employee's name Chewface at any point, correct? Hey,
well,
Chewface.
No, it's a guy. A guy would be Chewface.
Well,
the guy would be
why?
A girl
why are you telling her who she can
well,
love?
Well, a girl could be a Chewface.
Yeah, a girl could be.
It could be either. Yeah. It could be either. Remember on Warrior? But, no, I think...
that was off air.
No. Yeah, you don't want to call names. You don't want to bully people with it. But if something happens and you say, okay, well, at the strip club, he got a chew face. And because of that, that's one of the reasons why they had to let him go. They said, we're not sure you are leadership. We're not sure about your leadership characteristics at quarterback. What with you missing an entire series during a game because you were taking selfies with fans? That was issue number one. Is you taking selfies during a game when we've got,
you know.
2-point conversion. And then number two, maybe you having a strip club come to your house for your birthday. And now the wife was involved, by the way, the fiance, she was involved in it too. So maybe that was something in hindsight that caused problems. And she said, you know what? I'm going to renew vows. That was not what I want to be remembered. I don't want my life being part of that. Although she was girlfriend at the time. She wasn't fiance.
Whatever the case may be.
Do you renew your vows with someone after they
in 4 months?
Their tooth out?
The whole
let's renew our vows 4 months after we're married probably was brought on by that domestic violence incident. You got let's reaffirm our love for each other after you knocked my tooth out. What?
Yeah.
You give her a new ring after that?
No, but I think they were renewing it, and then they got into an argument.
But the renewing happened July 12th.
Then they renewed.
The argument happened earlier.
Yeah, then July 3rd, the police were called.
Yeah, so, and the renewing happened over this past weekend.
Hmm.
So, less than a week and a half after she knocked your tooth out,
yeah,
you renew your vows with her?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I want to make sure that we're on the same page here.
I'm clearly against the whole, hey, let's use rings in a ceremony to proclaim our love, because we can't just do that normally, you know, because of our relationship. But you know what? I'm really against this woman knocked a piece of your body out of your body. And what you decided to do was renew your vows with her.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You're not an ally.
Dell is an ally.
Beat him
and
here's
why. Listen, Dell is specifically qualified.
I'm not an ally in marriage at all.
Dell's specifically qualified. Okay. You would be qualified for this too, but it's happened a while back. You had a tooth knocked out too.
Yeah.
But it was not by
I didn't renew my vows with Ronnie Bickhouse.
Exactly. I just had a tooth pulled, but voluntarily. But you know what? Going through that experience, if that a person yanked my tooth out and I didn't want them to.
Okay. I never saw Ronnie Bickhouse again. You know what I didn't want to see? Ronnie Bickhouse anymore.
Yeah.
So you're going to knock my tooth out.
You have to go to Vegas for new vows. Now, you had your teeth knocked out yesterday.
Well, pulled.
Two of them.
Right.
But you're in the same.
Sure.
Like, you're apples to apples.
I'm taking the pills. I got the gauze in my mouth.
Did the dentist at any point knock your teeth? Like,
did you feel amorous toward your dentist?
You had him extracted.
It smelled good.
But did he ever throw an elbow or a punch or anything to knock your teeth out? Or did his assistant?
Or did you want to have relations after?
Or is it a female dentist? I don't know.
It was a female dental assistant. The oral surgeon was male.
Punch you? Is that what they do now?
Quentin. You hear the word surgery, and it seems like an elegant procedure. No, it was like, tink, tink, tink. We're just going to start yanking.
There's nothing elegant about anything with dentistry.
And you can hear it cracking as they're pulling it out.
I felt it. My head was...
Yeah.
They're yanking at something like, this isn't going to feel good later when this wears off.
The dental assistant's holding my head in one spot, and the surgeon's like,
no, ow.
Yanking, no, and you know what I didn't feel like doing? Going to Vegas with them.
Oh, yeah. You said, you know what? If you're going to mess with my teeth,
let's do this again.
Hey, you want to do it again?
I'm not coming back.
I got a way for you to do it again, especially if you're having problems doing it. It's all you got to do is go to GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. If you're feeling that it's just not happening for you much anymore, you want to, and you still want to be amorous with your significant other, whoever that might be, but it's just not happening for you. Well, you can feel amorous again. GetRoman.com/John. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for your ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you. If medication is appropriate, it ships you free with two-day shipping. Free with two-day shipping. You get started. It's simple. GetRoman.com/John. Complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. So go to GetRoman.com/John and get $15 off your first month. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
ESPN 97.5.
Fred Fowler from the Blitz here, and maybe you're hoping to do some traveling this summer and driving around and seeing some places. Well, how about you get your brakes fixed before you get out on the road? And the only place to go is New Brakes, NUBRAKES.com. Here's the cool thing. They come to you. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. And they'll come to your house. They'll come to your work. And they'll fix your brakes while you do whatever you want to do. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. All you have to do is go to the website, mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. They're going to get right back to you with a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. And just join all the other Blitzers who've used New Brakes and swear by them. They were great with my mom. They were great with my son's car. They were great with my father's car. We hear that all the time. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Make sure you mention ESPN. You will get 10% off your service. Get on the road this summer with newbrakes.com.
Hey, everybody, John Granato here. I love Lafayette. I lived in Lafayette. I met my wife there. I don't know that you're going to meet your wife there, but you're going to love Lafayette as well. They got something going on called Eat Lafayette. It's a summer-long celebration of Lafayette's restaurants. There's something for everyone's taste buds. A lot of restaurants are offering great deals, and you can take advantage. And if you love Zydeco, there's live music 7 days a week. Lafayette, Louisiana is the heart of Louisiana's Cajun and Creole country. There's something for everyone there. Go to LafayetteTravel.com. This summer, enjoy Lafayette at LafayetteTravel.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just a quick heads up for your viewing pleasure. I watched No Sudden Move. Did you see that? That's on HBO Max right now. Benicio Del Toro, Don Cheadle, Brendan Fraser, who has beefed up. Like, you won't even recognize him. He's about 120 pounds heavier than what he was, I'd say minimum, when he was
like
George
Russell
of the Jungle or whatever. No, way bigger. Way, way bigger. And he's this character.
Well, that's more than 120 then.
Yeah, no, he's...
Have you seen Russell Crowe?
In the Road Rage movie?
He is...
In which movie?
He's huge.
It's a road race movie. I forgot what it's called. It almost looked like he's got the James Harden fat guy suit around his stomach.
Wait, okay, so you're saying, yeah, no, he's bigger than. Oh, wait a minute.
Russell Crowe's huge.
Is this part of the character?
You know, and
well,
he got big for the Fox guy, Roger Sales.
Roger Ailes.
Is this supposed to be the character he's playing? You can't just get to that age and just think, I'm going to gain a bunch of weight for Roger Ailes. That might not come off.
We see actors doing that. Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
He goes up and Christian Bale goes up and down.
Did you scroll down to that side shot?
Yeah.
Where you can see his belly?
I did, now I'm seeing one where it's actually past. He's got a gray
beard.
Looks
like Santa Claus.
No, I think he may have got to a point where it gets hard to, like, you can't just add a bunch of weight for a movie. So, I mean, it depends on your body type and metabolism. But no, Brendan Fraser got a lot bigger. You'll see him. But he is, it's basically these two. He's based in like the 50s or 60s. It has to do with the catalytic converter. And it's an easy hour and a half watch, but it's pretty good. It's worth checking out for sure if you want to see a movie. It's weird to even see movies anymore. I'm so used to watching series. It's like, okay, so is this it?
Mm-hmm.
So 97 minutes, and then we're not like, is this the show is over? Yeah, the show is over. They're called movies. Remember them? You sit there for your 2 hours, and then it's done.
Uh-huh.
And then it doesn't. You don't watch another one. You don't have something in the bottom right that says, next episode. It doesn't do that for movies.
No.
It's a movie, and then it's done.
Yeah. That's a movie.
So that might be worth your time. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So anyway, it was
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. No, but Brendan Fraser, I just saw his pictures too. He is big. He did get big. I don't know if they just didn't care. Or you like you said, I mean, you got to put it. Sometimes you got to put on weight, but you got to be able to take it off. Remember, De Niro did for Raging Bull.
Yeah, he was younger then. He was in his 30s.
That's true.
And some people have that metabolism. But what's his name? Who you mentioned? Christian Bale. I mean, Christian Bale got yoked for for Batman and for American Psycho, which is still to this day. I just love American Psycho. But then right after American Psycho, shortly thereafter, he does The Machinist. And you won't see a freakier sight than Christian Bale in The Machinist. And that's not CGI. He actually got down to 140 pounds to play that role. So he's been over 200 for Batman. He's a pretty good-sized guy. I mean, he can really carry muscle. And then he gets down to that tiny, skinny look. And like Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey, it took him a while to add the weight back after Dallas Buyers Club. When he lost all that weight for Dallas Buyers Club, he's another one that carries natural muscle. He lost all that weight, and, dude, he looked sick for a while. When he did Wolf of Wall Street, he was still like 25 pounds lighter than what he had been.
Our governor?
Even when he was Wolf of Wall Street and in, you know, Dallas Buyers Club, he had lost a lot more weight than that to play that part. So, wouldn't it be great if you could just lose that weight and then you could eat? You know what? I got to gain weight for this role. Yeah, but what if it doesn't come off? And then Russell, and then they're like, hey, you looking at doing Gladiator 2, Russell? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. If you want me, I can be like one of these kings or whatever. I tell people they got to get their heads cut off. I'll be that guy who does the thumbs down part.
That's fun.
That you had Joaquin Phoenix doing. I can do that one now.
Yeah.
Crown, big old, you know, Jeffrey. Who was the one who was killed early on in Game of Thrones, Dell, that Ned was good friends with?
Robert Baratheon.
Yeah. He could play Robert Baratheon right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a good Robert Baratheon.
Yep. All right, 9:43, ESPN 97.5. This is Lance and I, final segment.
Lazy MFers.
What are you talking about? You're going to do...
In the next segment, okay. We have to get to Gilbert. In the next segment, I've got some unfinished business that I've got to tend to. Right. And this is very important.
Ooh, very important.
No. Very important unfinished business.
Some urgency.
Yes. 100%.
Okay, that'll happen on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I want to talk about right now is my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite in helping you make your home or your business, listen, more valuable. And if you haven't done anything in a while, then you just got to, people. You can't just, you know, go through life 20, 25 years of your home not having any upgrades, not doing anything to make it more valuable, because you know what it does then? It loses value. If you don't keep it up, if you don't remodel, if you got old stuff, when you go to sell your home, or I don't know if you're going to give it to your loved ones or whatever the case may be, it's going to have little to no value because everything does deteriorate. Everything does lose its value over time. So Jeff Aronoff is here to help you put in that new backyard kitchen, outdoor kitchen, or that new kitchen in your home, that new bathroom, that new playroom, whatever it is. Upgrade, people. Marble, granite, tile, it doesn't matter, brick, whatever it is. Jeff Aronoff can get that done, and he can do it, and you cut out the middleman of an architect, because he can do all that as well. He'll help you pick all the stuff, and then he will put it in for you. All you got to do, give him a call and let it get started. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com.
Introducing Stacked Pickle. Stacked Pickle is the brand new sports bar on FM 1960 in the Willowbrook Champions area. Stacked Pickle is your home for sports, wings, burgers, and beers. With 22 TVs, 16 beers on tap, and a fully stocked bar with daily drink specials. Their famous wings feature 18 different sauces and dry rubs. And if wings ain't your thing, there's burgers, wraps, flatbread pizzas, rice bowls, and even salads too. You can't miss the big green building. Stacked Pickle. Sports, wings, burgers, and beer. See you at Stacked Pickle.
Sitejab.com. One thing I've noticed is so many restaurants have such terrible, terrible websites. Man, sushi place I went to yesterday, like, you can't order anything online. They would lose out on all that online business. The menus itself are just so, the layout's terrible. The menus are hard to find. I don't know what it is about restaurants, but restaurants are particularly poor when it comes to websites. But you know, there's other small and medium-sized businesses out there that lose money and leads every day, and you might be one of them. You might have a business where you don't have an opportunity to get the most out of it. You don't get the same leads because you don't put your best foot forward on your website. You need a web design team like Sitejab, who can create videos, integrate videos, who can help you with social media management, who can help you with branding and identity creation. All of the they can add e-commerce onto your site. They can make you more functional. They can make you more lively, to where people want to stay on your site more and engage with your site more. And they can help turn those eyes into leads, which means more money for your site. Very reasonably priced as well. Over two decades in the business. And they're Houstonians. They're just like me and you. They're right here waiting to take care. Houston taking care of Houston. So make sure that you check out my good friends Hector and the entire crew at SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Parks and Rec, by any chance?
Yeah.
Ron Swanson?
Yeah.
Jackie Daytona says, Haskins is Swanson and Swanson is Haskins. Basically, he and remember that girl from Will and Grace, how his ex-wife, they always had that very...
Yeah.
Contentious,
he was scared
physical.
To death of her too.
Yeah, he was scared to death of her. Basically, he's like, "I found Haskins and his wife." Yep, maybe that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is it.
So you have some unfinished business.
Yeah, I do. Del, could you please ask Anna to come in here for a second? Oh yeah, no. We're doing this. No, Del, it's not funny. Get Anna in here, the intern. She is a talented intern. I think she's very talented. She does a great job. TechSag. She does stuff with Billy Lucci. She's on top of it. For those who missed this story, yesterday I was leaving. We were doing great sports talk radio, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I end up leaving. We had somebody on as a guest. I can't remember what it was.
Come sit down,
Anna. And as I'm walking out with my chair and probably some bone broth and maybe a computer and whatnot, I'm walking and all of a sudden I hear, Anna say, bye. All I hear is bye. Yeah. And I say, oh, bye. And she said, oh, I had to get that. And I realized, oh, she said bye, bitch, to me. Because Del didn't play it. And I thought I'd gotten away with it.
Del forgot to play it.
Somehow something happened.
You what?
I didn't actually forget. I just didn't play it.
We had a guest.
Because we
commercial.
We had a live, spot.
Back to back.
You made that unilateral choice on your own?
No, we had back to back live commercials.
I always make it on my own.
It was back-to-back live commercials. It really didn't fit in.
Well, unilateral choices are always on your own, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, technically.
But we had back-to-back live commercials, so it didn't fit in. And our intern, Anna, she recognized that maybe Del missed his opportunity. And so she hit me with the BB, as I have to call it, in case my daughter's listening, because that's why she doesn't like Del anymore. Del used to be high in the power rankings, and now you're slightly behind Mr. Granato. And so I texted you yesterday and told you that happened. And you seemed to take great... I was listening on the radio when I was headed to Gulf Coast Chevy. You seemed to take great delight in this, Del.
It's funny. I didn't even hear it, and it's hilarious.
No, it is. We got a text, a group text,
mm-hmm.
that Anna came through and was heroic yesterday. So, Anna, congratulations.
I'm thankful that I was able to take advantage of that opportunity. I will say, I normally don't, like, incorporate that language in my vocabulary. I usually keep it clean and, like you said, clean it up. I usually do clean it up. So that was a pretty rare occasion for me. But
you felt like you couldn't pass up on it.
I couldn't pass up on it. And I, you know, like you said, I need to keep Del in place.
Now, see,
hold on. First off,
so
you don't need to keep me in place.
No, that's exactly the case.
No, I made a decision because of the setup. We had lives. I'm not sure our clients want bye, bitch, as part of their air check.
They typically don't.
That's why I didn't play it.
They typically don't. So sometimes you just can't play it.
No,
but
I can't.
She basically picked up the mantle for you, and Anna said, I know how this show works, so let me make sure that I keep the continuity
going. But that wasn't on the show.
But it doesn't matter.
You know, I don't call you a crumb bum or I sometimes call you trash-ass Lance.
Lance. Yeah, you do.
But
you
really
did actually yesterday when you were referring to
But him. I really don't do that off the air. I don't, because it's not the show. I don't say bye, bitch, when you walk out, when I leave for the day. I don't do that.
I usually don't either. I hate
you
that this
me.
Is probably a part of my reputation now. I guess I can deal with it. Well, I thought to myself, you know, as I started working here, I'm like, I just want my reputation to
okay,
be
so did you ever listen?
And,
did you ever listen to the show before you started working here?
Yes.
Okay, I had the feeling you did, because the way you talked, I was like...
My dad and I...
I was going to say, you're familiar with this show.
Yes.
I knew you were familiar
my
with the show.
My dad and I, when he was taking me to
it
school...
It is what it
that's
is.
That's the worst.
It is what it is. But did,
well,
have you ever...
That's how I heard about
my
you guys.
My dad and I.
So, he always had it on, and he still does. So
when you're still at Texas A&M, so it wasn't that long ago.
So how's he going to feel knowing that you said bye, bitch, to Lance yesterday?
She listened to the show. He might be happy. He might be proud.
I told him yesterday, I came home from work, and he gave me a high five. 5. He's like, that's my girl. He was proud of me.
Maybe he's like, a bad person like that.
Fired? Yeah, great. Fist bump.
Did you ever do that to Billy Lucci?
I did not. No. And
He wouldn't get the reference.
No, he wouldn't.
So you know, just try
I'm
it.
Sure, I'm sure he's
specifically
listening to you guys.
For you.
She would not say it to him because it's not for him.
Hold on. Do you know what that reference is? Don't tell him, Dell. Do you remember what that reference is
from?
Okay. No. All right. Do you know what that reference is from, Anna?
Where that
come from? Where's that sound bite
come
from?
The bye bitch came from.
I honestly have no idea where it came from.
No one knows.
Dell?
Yeah. Dell knows.
LeBron got into a back and forth with a man and his either fiance or wife at a Hawks game. And they were either told to sit down and shut up or ask to leave.
They
had floor seats.
Yeah.
So at the
weren't they kicked out?
I don't remember.
Sit down and shut up, B. He was like killing her, and she was hitting back.
So on Instagram, after she had a live or some Instagram stories where she talked about LeBron.
Play the whole story when you get a chance. But yeah,
I don't have it saved or anything. But this is how she ended one of her lives or one of her stories.
Bye, bitch.
And that was LeBron.
That was meant for LeBron. She did a whole thing on LeBron where she was fierce because they got kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
So that's for those who wonder. That's where that came from.
Well, no, but it's been specifically for you.
No, it's not specifically for me.
It's specifically alive by you.
It's specifically for LeBron.
And well, you and Anna now.
Yeah, I don't plan on this. Fading anytime soon.
Well, Lance had issues with the song Beat It. He didn't like that.
No, I like that better.
Enough. Oh, now you like that better.
Let's go back to that.
Okay. So now I had to adjust. And I think the people enjoy this.
Bye, bitch.
And this. Mm-hmm.
You crumb bum. Anna, congratulations. Anna has picked up our Twitch viewership.
Oh, that's a surprise.
What are we up to?
I'm happy to help.
Well, it went from a mid-100 to over 2. I mean,
I'm
you're
not sure if
all
I
the pervs. And then here, no, right
disgusted.
Away. Hey, can Anna get some camera time, please?
Because I hadn't initially adjusted it yet.
Yeah.
So they were craving or thirsty is what we call it.
Get your perv on somewhere else.
But you've done TV before?
I have.
Or video.
I've done TxSAGS radio in College Station, so they have this thing that they call Social Center. So I am familiar with camera and radio and everything. And I definitely.
And you're a big college basketball fan.
I am, yes. I used to, last season, covered the Aggies all the way through the Elite 32. Aggie women's team, or men's team, fortunately, did not make it anywhere close to that. But yeah, for TxSAGS, I work for them and Billy Lucci, as you referenced earlier. Looking forward to
you gonna keep
back
working
there.
With him?
I am, yes.
You know our friend David Nuno?
I've never met him.
I haven't yet. I really look forward to the opportunity to meet him. He seems like
great
he's
guy.
Really
how much more school and how fancy book learning you got?
I have 1 year left. So I'm gonna be a senior. I'm graduating a year early, so doing that and then hoping to stay
you're
another
graduating
year.
In 3 years?
I am.
Man,
yes.
Your dad. No wonder your dad loves you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to save him some money.
Are you,
sure.
are you the only child?
I'm not the only child, and I don't think I'm the favorite because my brother is playing football at Penn next year. So I'm not the favorite.
Is
that full
that.
Scholarship at
no,
Penn?
Is it a scholarship?
They don't give scholarships.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, you're the favorite.
No, you're still the favorite.
You're the favorite. Yeah.
Trust me.
Well, he's having to pay for that, so.
He has to pay for that.
And let me see.
Penn ain't cheap.
What position does he play?
Linebacker.
Okay, let's see how many tackles he gets. Yeah. There's a direct correlation between tackles and love from a father.
Yeah.
So.
No, but it's even more so scholarship and getting out early.
And daddy's
that
girl.
That trumps
tackles. And daddy's girl, too. Yeah. I think you're his girl. Yeah, yeah. Trust me.
He has another daughter, too, my youngest sister. So he likes to say that she's his favorite, I think, to make her feel better about.
Okay. The youngest has got to be caught.
Oh, but you're oldest, then. You're not middle child.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure my mom's favorite, though. So
you're your mom's favorite.
That.
That's
right.
Well, trust me. Your dad loves you, too. You're graduating in 3 years. Trust me.
In and out in 3 years is the dream.
Anna, thank you for bringing up our Twitch numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
And for keeping Lance in his place and Dell in his place. Yeah. All right?
Mostly Dell.
That is the most insulting, out-of-line thing she's done.
I did it because to keep Dell in
to
line.
Keep Dell in line.
There's
that's
a reason.
That's why the intern keeps you in line.
I will tell you. There's a reason why it doesn't get played, and it's simple. I don't know if Chastang Ford wants bye bitch as part. That's yours, actually. But I don't think
Chastang Ford.
Mm-hmm. I don't think bye bitch. I don't think they want that.
You don't think that's sure a slut line?
No. I'm pretty sure they don't want that.
John Clay Wolf could.
No.
Yeah, sure.
But John part Clay of the Wolf show, could. Guess what you get? A little added bonus, whoever it is. And who is it now that Lance has to talk about, as a matter of fact?
He has to talk about American canned cars.
And do you, oh, good. American. So that's Cars for Kids cars is for what kids. You need to know. Cars for Kids. That's their big holding company name, but Cars for Kids it's not a small company. They've been doing this for years. They do a great job of making sure that they help students get second opportunities at diplomas. They work with Houston Can Academies here in Houston to benefit them. And what you can do to help out is you can write off the car, not the kid. And here's what I mean by that. The carsforkids.org, they will come out. They will pick up your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or whether it's dead, it doesn't matter. They're going to pick that up for you absolutely free of charge. They'll do a title search if you don't have it, and they basically do everything for you, and yet you still get that tax write-off. So you really do get a chance to write off the car and not the kid. Make sure that if you're interested in helping, you go to the website carsforkids.org and get it started today.
ESPN 97.5.